Cheers, Mark. Thank you very much. Great to be here, and it's good to be here. Yeah, look, very good weekend, and yeah, great year to be fair. But just delighted to get the both championships. It was down to the wire to be fair on the last event for the Stellantis Cup, but thankfully we kept our heads down and yeah, knuckled down, and we got the win in the end. So yeah, made it all worthwhile.
That's it. You come out on top after a very entertaining season's rally. And have your achievements and what you've achieved sunk in yet?
Yeah, I suppose they're starting to sink in a small bit, to be fair. Like, it's in the moment sometimes when you've so much going on in your head, like it's hard to believe. But yeah, look, it's unbelievable. I've looked up to many of the people that's won the likes of the Junior British Rally Championship, and always loved or thought about doing, like would love to dreamed of doing it, and to be given the opportunity to be able to do it and compete in it is mind blowing. Never mind getting the opportunity to try and push for the win. And thankfully, we're given the opportunity by numerous amount of people and sponsors and the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, and yeah, my family, my father, and yeah, it's a huge team effort to get me there. But yeah, we've been doing it this past few seasons, so it's just it was a long time coming, but just absolutely delighted to get it over the line. And yeah, just really thankful to all the people who's helped me along the way.
And you touched on it at all, kind of came down to the Cambrian Rally in Wales at the weekend there. How are you feeling heading into that rally compared to the others this season? Was there a few extra nerves or jitters heading over?
Yeah, look, we do a lot of work with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy and on preparing ourselves for the event. And look, we didn't we it was another event, another rally, and we didn't think too much about the championship. We just had to prepare the way we usually prepare and do nothing crazy differently, because I think if you start doing stuff crazy, a lot of different stuff, trying to maybe over prepare, it'll end up not being the same. So yeah, look, we with the preparation we put in on previous events, it got us to this moment. So of course you're going to get a small bit of nerves and a small bit of just wondering. But like, look, we thankfully we prepared really well, and it worked out really good. And yeah, it was tricky because we had two championships to fight for, and for the Junior BRC all we had to do was literally finish. Then for the Stellantis, we had to win on the day to win that. So look, it's very tricky because you could lose all very handy if you had if the car broke down or something happened, or if you got if something happened, so look, just we just gauged it in the morning to see where we're at, and then we went for it then, and it worked.
And just the Stellantis Cup in particular, it was a kind of winner-takes-all battle against fellow Donegal driver Joe Kelly and his co-pilot Killian McArdle. It must have been special to be battling out with Joe and Killian.
Definitely so. It's been a seesaw battle all year, and look, fair play to the two lads. They've been going hard all year, and yeah, look, we it was winner takes all for the Stellantis. When we went out in the morning, we were just probably a little bit too cautious, but that was our strategy and that was our plan, just to see where we're at. And when we came back into service, we were 7.1 seconds behind, and yeah, we decided to empty the car. We had a lot of spare tools and parts in the car, and look, we decided to take those out and give ourselves the best opportunities possible. So yeah, once we got those out and we got the weight out, we just says, look, let's go for it. We rallied all year to get into that moment, and I wasn't for letting it slip on the last rally. So I was determined to get it. But it's such a tricky sport. Anything can happen, and it's just great to finish on the right side of it. But yeah, it's been great battling with the two lads all year, and yeah, it's luck of the draw who wins on the day with the two of us there, like. So it just played in my favor at the Cambrian. So yeah, really delighted.
You've been around a good few years, even though you're still young. And I suppose that experience you've gained from driving on the Welsh roads over the past few years, doing different rallies, no doubt helped you execute the plan on Saturday.
Definitely so. Unbelievable. Unbelievable experience from previous years. We did that rally last year, and The conditions actually weren't as tricky as they were this year. The conditions was completely very, very tricky, really wet, really windy, and really muddy. Usual like Wales Rally GB conditions, and last year when we did it was reasonably dry. But yeah, having the knowledge from previous years from other events, it's really, really help to it's really helpful in your back pocket, you know, just to have and think back on previous moments and previous years on how suppose how you would strategize to start the stage or attack the stage or maybe go a small bit slower at a certain stage, you know, and look, it really does help. So yeah, it's good to have that, to be fair.
And a word on your co-pilot, Darragh Mullen, a huge help to have a man like that in the notes, I'm sure.
Aye, 100%. Only for Dara there. Even n not only at the Cameron Rally all year, all this past 2 seasons, Dara has been on with me, and he's been great. He's been keeping me on the straight and narrow, and yeah, fair play to him. He's puts in a lot of effort, a lot of work, and look, you need to have a good man on your side because it's a two car, it's a two man effort, you know. And look, you know. At the end of the day, I'm just driving the car. Like if I hadn't him calling the notes, I'd be nowhere. So, you know, you need everybody has to play their part, and even the mechanics. And thanks to all the lads in service, BDM Motorsport, Dad, and the whole mechanics to keeping the car running, you know, all year there. And it's we're under pressure a few times throughout the year there with small mistakes and stuff going wrong. But thankfully, we've got to every rally that we intended to do, and we got always. Push for the result we needed to push for, and yes, left us in a position at the end of the year to fight for the championship. So, yeah, it's tricky when it all comes down to the last event. I suppose it's not really ideal, you know. You do a full year rallying to come round the last event, but at the end of the day, there's only going to be one winner, and look, it can go anyway, you know. And I'm just delighted it went our way, and yeah, just can't thank likes of Dara and all the team and all the lads behind me, you know, for their help all year.
Yeah, and you, as you said, you're the man behind the wheel. But as for that Peugeot 208 Rally 4, safe to say you're getting on well with it. But there's a huge team effort that it takes. Tell us a wee bit more about the team behind the car and what it takes to get it on the road.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get the wheels turning before it even leave the house. But yeah, it's a really good car. Huge thanks to Racing Rally as well for their support. Yeah, look, it's a huge team effort, huge family effort. My whole family puts in a massive effort, and Dara and BDM Motorsport, the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy that I'm in this past few seasons, and yeah, they've been instrumental to my programs. And yeah, look, I have a lot of sponsors on the car. A lot of sponsors on the car, a lot of sponsors not on the car, and I'd like to thank all those people that's on the car and not on the car. They know who they are. So huge shout out to all those people. They're the people that makes it possible, you know, like it's just with the rallying at the minute to get to keep improving and keep getting to a higher level. It just gets really, really expensive. So yeah, it's an honor and it's a pleasure to be able to drive one of those cars at the level that I'm at. But we want to keep on pushing for more and keep improving. So yeah, huge thanks to everybody who makes it possible.
So, as the dust settles, apart from the weekend, obviously, what were some of the standout moments from the year's rally? And there must have been a few, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a few, I suppose. We won our own rally, or our home rally, Donegal, was quite cool. Yeah, getting to do a lot of big rallies, like Rally of the Lakes and West Cork, obviously Donegal, Rally Cardiggian. Rally Cardiggian was another standout moment. It was a tussle all weekend with me and Joe as well, and that went down to the last stage, and yeah, that was a really standout moment. And then we had another standout moment, which we had to do in the workshop there. We had to rebuild the car. We did it in 3 days, so we did a full rebuild under 3 days with the team. So it was to make it to another event, and huge thanks to all lads. It was a few late nights, but yeah, that was quite a challenge. But yeah, we did a full rebuild within 3 days, which is quite cool, I thought. So yeah, that was good. And yeah, there's been many standout moments, but Look, it's when you think back throughout the year, you can find more, so you can. So yeah, it's been a great year, and I'm just delighted to get to the end of it. You know, and what we set out to do at the start of the year, we have achieved those things, and I think that's kind of the most important part. And we've improved as well throughout the year. So yeah, you just have to keep on improving, and it's a tricky game, but I love it. You know.
A tricky game to say the least. Yeah, you had an unreal 2025. Things aren't going to slow down in 2026. You'll be gearing up to compete in a good few of the Junior European Rally Championship rounds next year. Is that right?
Yeah, so with the prize that we've won with the Stellantis, it avails of free tires and free entries for the Junior European Rally Championship. So and then the prize for the Junior BRC is free entries for the 2026 Junior BRC. So look, we have nothing set in stone in the minute. Ideally, we're going to obviously push to go to Europe. Yeah, that's the main priority, is trying to get to Europe to go to the next level. But look, we have to see what we can do, and what budget we can get, and speak to all our sponsors, the team, see what we think's the next appropriate step to take. And yeah, well, look, we don't want to waste a year doing something that we shouldn't be doing. So yeah, we just have to sit down, go through everything in detail, and see what we can do and what we can't do, and what's possible. And yeah, look, we have another important thing now that we turn our focus to. We've got the Ballycommon Award interview coming up shortly at the end of the month there. So we were nominated there. We're the first nomination there this year for the Ballycommon Award. So yeah, our focus turns to that right now. And yeah, let's see what we can do in that.
Yeah, best of luck with that Billy Coleman Award, and whatever you get up to in 2026, we look forward to following along here in Highland. Ken McBride, winner of the 2025 Junior British Rally Championship and the Stellantis Cup, thanks very much for joining us on the Score this evening.
Cheers, thank you.